Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 24th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two and our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We call it the blueprint for liberty. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders. Absolutely brilliant. It made America great once upon a time, and we can do it again. All we got to do is have pure application of the principles that made America great once. And why would you be surprised when the results will turn out the same, huh? All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, and we'll make it real quick. Why? Because we're going to be talking about a lot of the same topics today. Ted Cruz kicks off 2016 presidential bid. Cruz announced his speech at Liberty University. That's one of the world's largest Christian universities in the world. Everybody's spending their time telling us why Ted Cruz is constitutionally qualified to be president. I say that has not been proven. That's an allegation. Many of the experts have to admit that it'll be decided in the court of public opinion. Nevertheless, the founder's intent was clear, even if the words seem to be confusing, to say the least. We also talked about a 104-year-old woman. She says the reason she became so old is she drinks 3 Dr. Peppers a day. Starbucks ends race discussions. They wanted to write on the cups total race or race together, kind of an idea. And they wanted conversations about race that fell on its face, to say the least. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we continued talking about Ted Cruz. CNN did an investigation into whether Ted Cruz is constitutionally qualified or not. And of course, CNN says, of course. T-Mobile sets its sights on the business market. If you get 10 lines at least, they're dropping the cost to $16 a line. Wow. We talked about Mystique of Tiny Gadgets for the Business Traveler. In its infancy, Apple Pay gives glimpse of mainstream market for phone payments. Even Google says its mobile payment product has been growing based on Apple's success. Sorry. Google has been benefiting from Apple's success. New EPA regulations threaten all Americans. They're going to take out that navigable waterways, take out that navigable, if you will, word, and that way they'll control every single bit of water in America. We talked about thousands are applying for faster airport security lines. They're paying for the privilege. What do they call that? Pre-check programs. There's also a school tracking program. It's an app called Class Dojo, and this Class Dojo, they promise it won't keep data longer than the school year. Wow. They say robots will replace 50% of occupations by 2025. Do you believe it? I don't. We need human interaction, folks. Audits show in Utah, as the population increases, so does the alcohol consumption. We also talked about more gas stations across the country are supplying more beer on tap. You can just walk right in and get a big old kegger of beer, a big old tanker like people do with soda pop and with beer. Maybe the cops ought to hang outside the gas station and see who leaves ready to get sauced on the road, huh? Move over, Barbie. Make room for average doll. I think it's called Lamely doll. Anyway, the doll's supposed to have a big derriere and be more like a real woman than a beautiful sculpted Barbie. Mattel's internet-connected Hello Barbie's raising privacy concerns all over the country. The doll will have conversations with the kid, and the data and the results of that conversation will be stored in the cloud. And did you know the average American woman weighs 166 pounds? And she has a 37.5-inch waist, according to the doll's maker's research. Wow, strange stuff. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that is available, on demand still at LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player. News the networks refuse to use for today's broadcast starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. It is 7-Eleven. That's the time for me. And that means that, Kurt, you could go to 7-Eleven and get one of them Dr. Peppers right now and live as long as that lady, maybe, huh?
Right.
Kurt's going to forego that. All right. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Ted Cruz all over the news. Headlines everywhere. And I'm really very angry with the New York Times, Kurt. They wrote an article that says this, Road to 2016. Conservative candidates can grab headlines, but probably not votes, says the New York Times. What do you think of that, Kurt? That's how they start out. The whole article is trashing Ted Cruz.
Well, you know, it should tell you something, at least in my opinion, that Ted Cruz is more our friend than, of course, the insider's friend, when you can tell who his enemies are, right?
Yeah, the interesting article says, in the end, a few presidential candidates may grab a lot of news media attention, even though they have almost no chance to win. Invariably, Kurt, their appeal is too narrow to allow them to develop the broad coalition necessary to unite a diverse party. Ted Cruz, the Texas senator and Tea Party favorite, filed on Monday to be the first candidate to formally enter the race. He's seemingly been on track for this role since he first ran in the Senate in 2012. But he remains a long shot, Kurt, at best. The most interesting question about Mr. Cruz is, does he have a small chance to win, Kurt, or no chance to win at all, they say? What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly how they do it. They're wanting to minimize him and that kind of thing, and yet I would ask them a simple question, or maybe two simple questions. Let's see, how many of the Americans would back somebody who would literally eliminate the IRS and Obamacare? Now, as far as I can see, those are two very, very winning issues, and yet, no, they kind of forgot about that.
Now, they make a very telling statement in their, what, anti-Cruz pros? Is that how you'd say it, Kurt? They say the single most determinant of the outcome is support from party elites. Now they say, not to mention operatives that can staff a winning campaign, not to mention the donors who can fund it. Now listen, and then interest group leaders who bestow the credibility necessary to persuade voters and then affect media coverage. In other words, their statement says you got to get the insiders aboard, guys, and that's why Ted Cruz has no chance to win, because he won't garner that inside support, including the media. They say support from the elites isn't always an indicator of winning, but it is a prerequisite. Wow. They say a party operative or a candidate without literal inside support virtually has no chance. They've never won the nomination, Kurt. That's what this University of California at Los Angeles professor, John Zoller, says. Now they say Mr. Cruz has done nothing to endure himself, or has done nothing to
endear himself
to the elites.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea.
Well, you know, and that's what the rest of us like about him.
Yeah, then they go off and they talk about how he led the government shutdown with a big old failure.
Yeah. And I would say again, you know, how many of the people, at least that we know, that are seriously interested in a restoration of America,
I know, Kurt,
who think that is some tragic experiment. Hey, most of them that I know of go, hey, man, bring it on, more.
Yeah. They say Republicans hate Ted Cruz. The GOP still despises Ted Cruz. Everybody hates Ted Cruz, and the generously how unpopular is Ted Cruz moniker continues to go around. Mr. Cruz, though, is not an outsider. Yay. He's unacceptable to many operatives and interest leaders. But if they don't take him seriously, the voters won't either. They'll rally to defeat him if he ever is poised to win. Anyway, they go on, Kurt, but it's just line after line after line after line, just absolutely manipulating the outcome of what the people think. All right. We'll talk about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
If you've been living under a rock, Ted Cruz filed for the presidential candidacy on the Republican ticket for 2016. Ted Cruz of Texas. And a lot of people are very critical. There's big old debates everywhere about this. The main debates talk about, is he constitutionally qualified to serve? I maintain the answer is clearly no. All the scholars and everybody else says clearly the answer is yes. I say whether you agree with yes or no, why would we want to muddy the waters and have all these questionable candidates for office in the first place? Let's not just try to muddy the waters on every constitutional principle. Let's try to clarify the Constitution. Let's try to stand with it. Let's try to understand the intent of the founders. Ted's a great guy, but he's not constitutionally qualified to serve. Nevertheless, they say the road to 2016 is a tough one. This is New York Times. Conservative candidates can grab headlines, but probably not votes, says the New York Times. And they go on with item after item after item telling you why Ted Cruz will never, ever possibly make it. I mean, does he have a little chance to win or no chance to win, Kurt? Now, let me tell you what I find fascinating about that, Kurt. That's a phrase Michael Savage, in slightly different words, used against Ron Paul back in the day. Did you know that, Kurt? Think about my He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation, right? That's almost identical wording, Kurt. I'll see if
that
I can find
that.
It
is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll see if I can find that, but I'm telling you, it's interesting. The words are so close that, frankly, it's scary, Kurt.
Yep.
Because you have a little chance, as little chance to win as nobody, or no chance to win kind of an idea. The idea is even preposterous, is kind of the idea. It's just amazing. So there you have it, Kurt. Do you want to make comments
point.
About this here?
You know, I was looking at a Breitbart piece, and this Breitbart piece, I'll send you the headline, but it says, Cruz, colon, media coverage of me, backhanded compliment. I'll go straight to people. Now, I guess what has happened is he says that the media, well, historically paints two caricatures of Republicans. We're either stupid or evil. And then he says, I guess I take it as a little bit of a backhanded compliment that the media has to some extent invented a third caricature for me, which is crazy. So they do everything they can to paint me as a wild-eyed lunatic with dynamite strapped around my chest. That's pretty good. He continued, he says, I think the way, and this goes to your He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules points, I think, right here. But he says, I think the way you deal with the war room and the media chatter is the same way Reagan did it. The media has always been a disaster. In 1980, they hated Reagan. They hate Republicans now. They hate conservatives even more. What Reagan did is he went over their head and he went directly to the American people. That's how we do it. We go over the heads of the reporters, and it's easier now. We've got social media. We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got, God bless, Fox News, we've got the Internet, we've got the Drudge Report, we've got talk radio. We have all the tools. The media gatekeepers are hopeless, but we can go directly to the people with the truth. And I'd say he's, got the picture. Now, the last little sentence of this Breitbart piece says, later, he stated that he could attract independents because the way you earn crossover votes is you stand for principle, you paint in bold colors. Now, I would add to this piece from Ian Hanchett that the fact is people that don't vote typically feel like there's nothing worth voting for. And if you got a guy who's saying, hey, we're going to eliminate the IRS, and, he's really got some, metal behind him. And then you've got the same guy who says we're going to eliminate Obamacare. And he's also known as a fighter and a real doer in Washington, et cetera. I'd say a lot of folks will come out of the woodwork that don't normally vote to support the guy.
There you go. Very, very strange. But that's their agenda, Kurt.
So that would be my opinion. Yep, I agree. All
right, now,
the insider thing.
But here's the problem, Kurt. It even gets worse for Ted Cruz, because not only are the people who hate liberty and who want to defend the IRS all against Ted Cruz, but even the Rand Paul folks aren't really keen on Ted Cruz, are they, Kurt?
Well, you've got guys who, at the event that he you know, was announcing his deal at. Basically, it was what they call a convocation, and in Lynchburg, Virginia. Now, Lynchburg doesn't seem like a good name of a place to start, but anyway, at this thing called Liberty University, which is a good place, at least in my opinion, you know, they say it's the largest Christian university in the world. They had about 10,000 cheering students. Now, according to the report that I saw, they weren't all here by choice. They were at what they call the convocation at Liberty University, and they say it's mandatory. Now, this isn't anything new for a political event. There's many of them, like a George Bush, Jeb Bush kind of thing, the insider boys, that will pay people to support them. But anyway, at this one, the students, there were a group of students there that were clad in what they call Stand With Rand shirts that sat right center stage. They were directly in view of the cameras to log, they say, their displeasure with having to be here. Now, I would say they're probably not really upset, but they do want to say who they're really for in this particular case. It's not like they hate Ted Cruz, but they went on to say, as they interviewed several of them, one of them was named Eli McGowan. He, by the way, organized the not-so-subtle protest at the Cruz event. He said, of course, you want it to appear as if you have a large audience. We felt like if we didn't wear shirts showing our true political preference, then the media might think we all supported Cruz. They make you come. If you don't come, you get punished, said Anna Delgado. She's a sophomore there, who said students face a $10 fine for not showing up at convocation. Delgado,
I have a problem with this whole thing too, Kurt, because on one hand, I'm kind of against the forced show up for a political candidate, whether it's Ted Cruz or anybody else, okay? But the idea that all these people really had shirts, that they could really stage this event just on the fly without some direction, I'm just not buying it. There's more to this picture.
Well, you mean the Stand With Rand shirts?
Yeah.
Well, there were, you know, basically they had 50 of them in a group, and they passed them out to folks who wanted them, and then they wore them in there. You know, basically, I think a lot of it's their way of saying, hey, I don't really like to be forced to go to this. I don't think people like to be forced to go to pretty much anything.
You know, I hear that.
Force and liberty don't really go together.
Anyway, right? I find it fascinating, though, that we got Ted Cruz now and Rand Paul at odds right out of the gate. Everybody's trashing on Ted Cruz. Now, look, I like Ted Cruz better than most candidates, except for the problem that he's not constitutionally qualified, in my humble opinion. Now, that debate will rage till the cows come home is the problem, Kurt. All the elitists say that he's qualified, but those are the guys that backed Barack Obama, too, and said that Barack's qualified, and how dare you even question it. Now, on one hand, we can pretend Ted Cruz is not an outsider, but his wife works for Goldman Sachs, right? And is heavily involved in the Federal Reserve. Remember, Ted Cruz and his wife met serving in the George Bush campaign in 2000. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, for those who don't know, I give a speech across the country called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. And I even lay down the reality that the Republican talkers, the Republican talk show hosts that you've grown so fond of are betraying you. And it's sad to say, I don't mean to be a naysayer, but I'm telling you, it's evident in their words and their actions. I'll give you an example. Ron Paul was running for president. I can't remember if this was 2008, 2012. Nevertheless, Michael Savage has always pushed for a third party and said the Republican Party's a failure and everything. But when push comes to shove, he doesn't really walk the walk. He talks the talk on occasion because he's forced to admit the truth or he looks like an idiot. He's smart enough to know that you got to at least lay down some good talk or people kind of wonder where your allegiances lie. Nevertheless, he's been against Ron Paul from the beginning. Now, I know this isn't a Ron Paul election, but here's what's fascinating. Ted Cruz is getting the same treatment by the mainstream press, even the conservative talkers, that Ron Paul got back in the day. So the New York Times now says, hey, Ted Cruz has little to no chance to win. Now, these almost exact same words were used by Michael Savage against Ron Paul. I found the soundbite. Here it is.
Now I'm supposed to wear it. Ron Paul is in. Okay, big deal. He's about as less of a chance than I do to be president. Not that his ideas are wrong, but I'm a pragmatist. Why throw the election to Obama? We're running a guy who can't win. Why? Why would you do that?
Kurt, that's eerily the same kind of idea. It isn't exact wording, because Michael Savage inserts himself into that discussion in a way. But I'm telling you, the idea. It isn't let the people vote, let the people decide. It's that, hey, there's big insiders that'll never let you win. They'll shut you down. You don't stand a chance. You don't have the money. You don't have the backers. You don't. And the question is, do those people have enough influence in the mainstream press, Kurt, to tip elections? I submit to you, and He Who Owns the Media makes the rules, the presentation. They absolutely do. All right. Cruz himself says, good hey, point. The media gave me a backhanded comment or a compliment. I'll go straight to the people. That's what Cruz is even saying about it, right?
Well, that's correct. And he does recognize the power of the media in that story there. And the fact is, he's also saying that there are ways around it. Now, he has chosen, at least in my opinion, to have some things that would make people really wake up and participate, and that is, his two main issues, the elimination of the IRS and the elimination of Obamacare are definitely big-time popular items.
All right, so now I got a question for you, Kurt. Maybe it's the conspiracy theorist in me, whatever you want to call it. Do you think Rand's bid for president is serious? Do you think Ted Cruz and his run for the presidency is a serious bid? Do you really think, even though they've worked together on almost every piece of legislation they've talked about and worked on and focused on and et cetera, for literally the last several years, do you think they're really divided now the way the mainstream press is trying to now pitch it? Or do you think that Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are insiders and their goal is to tip the election for Bush? What do you think the agenda is here? Any idea?
Well, what I think, based on what I know of them, is that they both are, they're serious about making a difference in Washington and in the country. They've shown that where they've had plenty of time to, get along with the boys, the McConnells and whatever. And they have shown some of that occasionally when you'd think, hey, man, they should just be stirring it up every day because, that's the way we would do it, patience, and I want patience, and I want it now, kind of deal. But I believe the two of them, if they play their cards right and work really hard and get some great support and that kind of thing and bring out the issues that they, know are, that move the American people, that they could do the uniting somehow. And I think they're probably both love their country enough that they could work together. And so I see that as a hope in the future. And I throw Scott Walker into that and Ben Carson as well, because if they did that kind of thing in the end, even though they're going to have a heck of a battle going on early, if they unite, I believe that they can be a force to be reckoned with.
And that's why I bring this up, Kurt, because I think individually it's going to be very tough for them to win. Not that I'm going to play the game that the New York Times or others say they don't have a chance on this earth to win. Look, the voters could resonate with them, and they could win. You look at a Bill Clinton, or you look at a Barack Obama, or you look at a Jimmy Carter. Nobody in the country knew their names before the mainstream press made them household names, Kurt. Nobody. Now, don't get me wrong. If you were from Arkansas, you might have heard of Bill Clinton or something. But look, the nation didn't know about Bill Clinton. Not at all. Same thing with Jimmy Carter back in the day. Same thing with Barack Obama. Okay, these names were not known, Kurt, and they made them household names. So the idea that they can't win because nobody knows them or whatever is false. Absolutely patented false. Patently false. We can prove that. However, it is true that without some inside support, without some big money, without some donors, because they've engineered the Republican and Democratic parties such that unless you get the nod from the right people, it's very hard to dot the I's and cross the T's and jump over this and go through that. They make an intentional obstacle course. It's very almost impossible to navigate. However, let me make this very clear, and I don't bring this up to be negative. I bring this up as kind of a reality point. However, it can be circumvented. Good, honest Americans can come to the table, come out in mass, and absolutely overwhelm the system with good, honest intentions to win. Our greater numbers cannot be stopped, is what I'm telling you. And so I don't believe that they can't win, that they have no chance to win, because I feel like I'm in control like they are. However, I think that by themselves they're going to have a tough time winning because, look, the Ted Cruzes, the Rand Pauls, the Marco Rubios, the Scott Walkers, they're all targeting the same conservative portion of the Republican Party primarily. Even Mike Huckabee, for example, has a big dibs on the Christian kind of vote, right? Okay, so I don't think that by themselves, if they just battle against each other, they can win. Not because I think they can't win, but because I think it'll be pretty difficult because I'm not even sure who I'd vote for. Okay, I'm not saying they can never win, like the mainstream press is mocking. Boldly proclaiming. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that it concerns me, though, that we would divide up those who could give us success, especially if it ended up being a three-party race somehow. In other words, if Donald Trump or one of these other people or somebody broke out and created a third party, it might be like the Ross Perot Times of 92 election stuff, where you actually might really get it done. Okay, however, I don't bring that up to be negative and say that I don't have a chance to win. What I say is we've got to find a way for some of these people to work together, whether it's Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, whoever. If there's a way for them to work together somehow, I think they increase their chances of winning significantly, because I think the majority of people will get behind a very solid, conservative, organized group of people who want to see change in Washington, Kurt. I do believe that's very viable, very possible, and that's why I'm bringing it up. I'm convinced that they could put together a winning team. How that winning team would look, I'm not positive at this point. I would like to see Ted Cruz involved at a very high level. I really would, because I think you're right, Kurt. He's been very bold and very outspoken. Now, some would say, well, his wife's a Federal Reserve Bank leader, whatever, Goldman Sachs. Him and his wife have been together. They met at a political push for George Bush in 2000 to become president. They were on the campaign there. Look, these people are insiders. They talk about that they used to be involved closely with Condoleezza Rice. Those things are all factual, Kurt. So no doubt they're insiders. However, let me just stop there and say this. Just because someone's an insider, does that mean they cannot stand on principle for some things? I think they can. Just because they're an insider or just because they've rubbed shoulders with some big people, that doesn't mean that they can never do what's right, that they can never have principled ideas, that they can never stand for a good thing. I think they can, and I think they often do. That's why we can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater every time. We can't just say the wheat and the tares are together, but we are sure we know what the wheat is. Let's preserve that, and we know what the tares are. Let's get rid of that. I don't think it's that simple, Kurt. I think just because they may have some very unique ties, they could still be for the right thing. Where Ted Cruz is kind of weak is on the Federal Reserve, from what I can tell. Where Ted Cruz is kind of weak is on his foreign policy, as far as I can tell. But you know what? He's very strong on getting rid of the IRS. He's very strong on saying we got a total line on the budget. I think so far, you know what? When the mainstream press is against him, it tells me that he's doing something right. How do we make sure he's at high levels, but somebody else could be president to take away our worries? And how do we assemble a team of conservatives that could truly unite this vote is the real questions. Those are the real questions we should be asking. Kurt's response in seconds. News the networks refuse to use on Liberty Roundtable Live, straight ahead on your favorite talk station.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, your response. I bring it all up because I believe that you're right. We can unite. We can have our sheer numbers overwhelm their intentional bullying system to prevent good people from doing what's right. I think even if somebody has some inside links, that doesn't mean they can't do right many times, Kurt, and we can't overlook that. Yeah, they can be co-opted and manipulated. There's no doubt about it, but so can anybody. The fact is, some people can do right at very high places as well. The founders did it. It can be done again. Let's never lose sight of that hope. Okay, that's first off. Any final comments on that, Kurt? Then we'll move to the Rand Paul discussion.
I don't know what else to add, really, except that, as you said, when you see media like the New York Times, that in my opinion is the organ for the insiders, the main kind of starting point there. When you see them coming out with what they did, then you think, hey, looks like there's some real value here.
Well, and if we always focus on issues, Kurt, there's a lot of hope. I mean, there's a discussion in the campaign this go round to get rid of the IRS. I've never seen that before. Have you?
Well, the last time we really saw a serious discussion about it.
I know, but I'm talking about from a real person that could.
You know. I know. It was back in 92, and when you basically did it or even said it back then, people had to, like, whisper it. You know, now it's front and center, you know, big time. You know,
it's center stage.
It's where it needs to be.
And with any luck, Kurt, it'll be in the debates.
Great point.
That's what I'd like to see. Again, yeah. Remember, there's two reasons for elections. I've always said this, and I'll say it again. One is to get elected, of course. But the most, in my opinion, short of that reason is to, for educational purposes. Just think, we're talking about possibly auditing and abolishing the Federal Reserve due to Ron Paul's leadership. We've got more conservatives on the ground than ever before. Now you got a candidate saying, let's abolish the IRS. I dig it. Now, Rand Paul's going to kick off his 2016, and there's a big old bunch of folks talking about this one coming up, Kurt.
Well, it's correct, Sam, and the bottom line is Rand Paul's planning a pretty big event. You know, it's a five-state swing, I guess they call it, a five-state tour. You know, this is supposed to kick off April 7th, so that's right after the NCAA finals or whatever. And, you know, basically he says... the piece that I'm looking at says he's going to make his announcement first in Louisville at noon on April 7th. Then he's going to head to New Hampshire on April 8th, Charleston, South Carolina on April 9th, Iowa City on April 10th, and Las Vegas on April 11th. So that's pretty ambitious kind of move. They say traditionally presidential candidates enter the race by declaring in their home state, so he's doing that, and then fly to at least two of the first four states that hold presidential preference contests the following year. Well, he's getting it done in about five, though, as far as I could see, or at least four additional.
Yeah, the mainstream press says that Rand Paul shows some political muscle with that kind of a move, Kurt.
Well, you know, and they talk about how the part where it's not real kind to him is where they say he has the support of much of the libertarian mind. Now, they say mind conservatives. I think they mean minded. They're taking away the fact that, hey, these are Republicans, And then he says, who were devoted followers of his father, as if they were almost, just Rand bots, I guess you could call them. Ron Paul, they say,
that's right,
also a physician and a former U.S. House member from Texas who enjoyed a loyal following for never deviating from conservative free market individual freedom principles. Then they talk about Rand's CPAC win, saying that bottom line is, this would be a big event coming up. So it's the season, huh, Sam?
Yes, it is, and that's why I say, if we focus too much on Ted for a little bit and then a lot on Rand for a little bit, and now they're trying to even split the ideal voting opportunities further. The next headline talks about Republicans rally to Scott Walker, huh, Kurt?
Well, at least in my opinion, those are some of the three top big ones. Now, they do say that they're rallying because they say they believe he's a scrappy survivor, and most of the ones that point to Scott Walker like to point about the whole idea that, hey, he won three elections in three elections in 4 years, which is a pretty good thing. And they point out that he's a winner, that he could win a federal or a national election because of his win in Wisconsin, where it was a Democratic stronghold, I guess you could call it. There's a lot to like about what he has done, in my opinion. I like you. I mean, imagine if you had that trio working together, and maybe even included a Ben Carson and, anybody else.
Well, you could even include a Sarah Palin, Kurt.
You bet you could. You're exactly
okay.
Right.
Now, I don't agree with Sarah on everything, but I'm telling you, she's more conservative than most. And you would say, well, Sam, those people aren't true blue. They're all insiders. And my response is, you can say what you want, but if you get a real outsider, they don't have a chance. Now you could say, well, Sam, now you're playing the same Michael Savage idea. No, I'm not. I'm not falling into the Michael Savage idea. I'm telling you, they've created a landmine. To get from here to there is almost impossible with the system they've set up, with the mainstream press in the mix, with all these factors. But you know what? If you had enough humility to support some things you don't agree with, enough mojo to keep after it, enough work together ethic to really bring a lot of these people to the table, you just might create something that wouldn't be as pure as you and I may hope for, but it would be a whole lot different than the outcome. Look, they're proposing right now, as far as I can tell, to eventually have it come down to Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, and Jeb Bush's inside ties will take the day, and then it'll be what? Jeb Bush against who? Kurt? Hillary or maybe somebody else from her side? I don't know. But what I'm saying is the odds aren't too good. Can we push through that and at least get a Rand Paul, a Ted Cruz? You think there's even a spot for Marco Rubio in there, Kurt?
Well,
I think so.
There's certainly some things he could do. I just don't know.
Not the president. He's not constitutionally qualified.
Right.
But there's a lot of things he could do. Now, what's your personal opinion on this constitutional qualification stuff, Kurt?
Well, at least one of the things that I can see, just imagine, Sam, if, at least the whole natural born citizen thing, it leaves a lot to, I guess you could say, to be desired, because it's not a specific, but, it's true that his mother was a citizen, even though he was born in Canada. His mother is a citizen. We see these deals all the time where if somebody hops the border and has a baby, then, hey, they're a citizen. Well, if you had, like, for example, your wife well, in your case, the two of you are both from America, but, you know, if one or the other of you was from another country and you were visiting somewhere and your child was born, I would say you'd probably say, well, you know, that child is an American, you know, because
yeah, and then you got to kind of discuss
our birth.
The average Joe, do you call him a citizen? And then the term naturalized starts to come into play. So, you know, there's a lot of people that can become citizens different ways. And maybe Brock has even done that. You know, who knows? Anyway, the debate rages on and people have all kind of beliefs about it. I'm afraid we're never going to get it settled, Kurt.
You know, at least in my opinion, you know, when you look at his situation versus the Obama deal where you couldn't even get a birth certificate, you couldn't, you know, I mean, all that kind of stuff, you know, at least the Ted Cruz thing is a lot clearer than that, in my opinion.
I agree. But, no, there's no question, you know, about that. It is. What about a Marco Rubio, Kurt?
You know, I haven't done the
every one of them, and John McCain was in this discussion too. Every one of these guys has a little unique twist that's different, Kirk.
Yeah, the John McCain thing, as far as I know, both parents are from America. He was born in Panama, something like that. So, you know, I mean, just like if you and your wife are visiting some foreign country and have had a baby, I just don't think that would make them not an American.
Well, no one's saying that they're not American, Kurt. What they're saying is they're not constitutionally qualified to serve. Now,
because of the natural
right. Now, I'm not here to tell you that I know every time what's right. What I'm telling you is every one of these cases challenges the discussion in slightly different ways. It's the only point that I'm making.
Yep.
And it, because of that, the water's very muddy, big time, on this very subject. Personally, I think that Barack Obama is by far the least qualified to serve. Marco Rubio would be second, and Ted Cruz would be third, at least in this list that we're creating here. John McCain, I would say, is more solid than most of them by far. However, I would say that, you know, if you don't have that weird twist discussion on any hanging over you in any sense of the word, it would be better. Rand Paul doesn't have any of that, right? Neither does Scott Walker. Neither does Huckabee. In fact, back in the day, who was running last go around, Kurt, that Godfather Pizza guy? What's his name?
Oh, let's see. Is it Ted?
No, it's not Ted. All right, anyway, the black
King
guy, anyway, he is an American citizen, right?